Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Masech the Sukkah Daf Gimel. I'm going to start from the end of Daf Beis and Mid Beis by the Gemara Meisvei. The Gemara brings a braisa which records Shakla Vitaria discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda wants to bring a raya to his shita that you can have a sukkah for above 20 amos. From Hilni Amalka, that had a sukkah above 20 amos, as a Canaan went in and out, and didn't tell her anything. And the Gemara wants to use this price as a raya, connected the Amiram earlier. The Gemara says that the Mandiyama before that said that the only time Lamala Mechaf Amos Apsul is when Ein Mechitzis Megiyas Eschach, then it's not Shredis Braisa, because it could be that Hilni Amalka Sukkah, Taka was Ein Mechitzis Megiyas Eschach, because it's the Darka Shel Malka to have Ein Mechitzis Megiyas Eschach Mishum Avira. But if you hold that the whole Machlekes by Sukkah is Dalad Al Dalad, so then, how could Rabbi Yehuda bring a Raya from Hilni Amalka? Is it Darka Shel Malka to have a Sukkah that's Dalad Al Dalad? So the Gemara says, Le'nitzcha El L'kitainius. Where it says that the sukkah taka was a bigger sukkah, but there was a small room in the sukkah which was dalad on dalad, there would be a psul of chafama. And in that, the Gemara brings a raya that Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya that chafama is ksherer. Yeah, so first, we're going to shtelzach on the beginning of the braisa. And the braisa said that the chacham countered his raya that it's not a raya from Hilni Amalka, misham raya isha isaptur min sukkah. Since Hilni Amalka was a woman, she was potter from the mitzvah of sukkah, so it didn't matter that she had a pasul of sukkah. So there Rabbi Yehuda answered back, "V'le'shiva bonim havela." She had seven sons. "V'oy kol masel le'osel l'pichachamim." Everything she did was l'pichacham. So the Gemara said, "Why do we have to specify that everything she did was l'pichachamim?" So the Gemara says, "V'chi teima katan shein etzarach liyim rabbanu d'mechayiv yibin rabbanu le'mashkecha." If you're going to say that a katan shein tzarich lima is only chayav mid rabbanan, maybe she didn't care about their abundance. Tashemav, I call myself asal pichacham. She did care about their abundance. So mele tzarayi from the fact that this kainim didn't instruct her that the sukkah the malam mechaf am is pasul is tzarayi that they held it was kasher. So the first story is the Ritva comments on this gemara mehosha minon the katan shemachan chareisu mitzus. When you mechanech a katan, the mitzvah has to be done in complete kashrus, just like a gadol. And he writes, he wrote this because he saw that some chacham made this mistake, and he's saying that no, you see from this gemara that it has to be a completely kashrus sukkah. If the sukkah is pasul, you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah schinuch. Because if you can mekayim mitzvah schinuch even in a pasul sukkah, so then, even though the sukkah was a malam michaf ama, but there still be a key mitzvah schinuch. So Chacham Vayta wouldn't have to say anything. Elamai, no, you need a ganze kashrus sukkah to mekayim in the mitzvah schinuch. So that means you find taka a similar machlokes in this inyan legabe the din of chinuch of dalad minim, that there's a din that a kanei deil and nanea, the father's mechayiv in chinuch. So in Simen Tafresh Nun Ches, the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to give a son a lulav, if you give his son a lulav and esrig, and it's his, he won't be able to makn it back, and then you won't be able to yetz in the mitzvah of an esrig, because it won't be lechem. But the Shulchan Aruch says that if you're holding it together with the tinaik, it never left your hand, so then it's okay. This is the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tafresh Nun Ches Sivvav. So the Achreinim, Magen Avram, and the Chai Adam, and other Achreinim, they say that when the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay, it just means that it's okay, that you'll still be able to be Yetzi and Mitzvah even though you shook the Esrog Luluv with the katan as long as you were still holding it. But Lamaisa, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah's Chinuch, because since it didn't belong to him, there's a din of Lachem. So in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah's Chinuch, it'll only be if the katan belongs to him. So the only Yetzi to Mekayim the Mitzvah's Chinuch is to buy him his own set. Because to give him your set, then he won't be able to give it back, and you won't be able to Mekayim the Mitzvah. So in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah's Chinuch, he'll have to get him his own one. Because that the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay if you hold on to it, is dafka it's okay, meaning that you still could be mekayim it. But that's not a key of the mitzvah schinach. So Mishnah Berurah then brings down from other achreinim, the Big Dayesh and the Birkei Yosef, that they hold that no. that even if it doesn't belong to the katan, there's still a keim of a mitzvah schinuch. And the Mishnah Berurah says the Shulchan Aruch is mashuwed. Shulchan Aruch says if you continue holding it, it's okay, it's chapter dummy. If you can't do it anyway, because then it won't be a keim of the mitzvah schinuch, so why does Shulchan Aruch say it's okay? It's mashuwed from the Shulchan Aruch also held that there is a keim of mitzvah schinuch, even if you don't own it. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that way from the Mardechai, that brings from the Ravon, that says that the Beki Hadas would just put leave that lulav and asterisk somewhere, and the Kan would on its own take the lulav and asterisk. And that would zicha be good, because then the Kan is not kainet. So the Chaya, why is he praising them? The Chaya, they're not being mekayin the mitzvah schinach. Elamai holds he can be mekayin the mitzvah schinach even if it doesn't belong to you. So it sounds like this is the machlokes. That the Achreinim, the Magen Avraham, the Chayadim, other Achreinim, behold, that you're not Mekayin the Mitzvah Schinach, they hold like this Ritva, that it has to be Behekshah Gomer Kagadol. And the Achreinim that say, the Bigdei Yesha and the Birki Yosef, and this Mardechai B'Shein, the Ravon, that's Mashma, that you are Mekayin the Mitzvah Schinach, even though it doesn't belong to the Katan, even though it doesn't have the Tanai of Lechem, sounds like he holds like the Chachamim, Hatayim B'Zeh that the Ritva brings, that they hold. That's not a tais, they hold that, no, you don't need the full Heksha Kagadol. That's what sounds like the Machlaikis is. Mesha, in Igris Mesha, in two places, in Yeredeya Chelek Aleph Simen, Reish Chaf Dalet, and also in Simen Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says, that what's the Svaris of Machlaikis? The Shaila is, what's the Pshat in the Mitzvah Schinach? Is the Pshat in the Mitzvah Schinach that they're Masakin, that the Kotten has the Mitzvah? Why were they Masakan? The Kotten has the mitzvah. Kedei l'schanach, kedei should be trained and educated in the mitzvah. But hain't they were Masakan that he has mamish the mitzvahs? They have to do with all the pratim. Or is it pshat? They were just Masakan that he should be misraggled b'zeh. So mele, as long as he's being misraggled in the mitzvah, even if he'd be a gadol, he wouldn't be yitzah, but it's the same misraggles. He's doing the same thing. He doesn't really have to be Mekayim the mitzvah. He has to practice being Mekayim the mitzvah. And the mele, that's good enough. So that's l'chaira. The machleik is here. Now, Hanishtikal Ara, this is all in Tafresh Nun Ches. In Tafresh Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bialacha writes, when the Ikad Din of Av Chayav Liknes Alulav, the Bialacha writes, who poshit, that is Mechliyev, Tzarek She'arba Minim K'sheim K'may Begadol. And he says it's poshit. Chayitz is steer. Here in Tafresh Nun Zayin, he says, poshit, you need Dal Minim K'sheim K'may Begadol. And in Tafresh Nun Ches, he says, it's okay if it's not Lachem. Also, it's Shreif from Agamar. The Dva Taka brings a Gemalding Araya. The Dva, this Gemara is Mavur, that you're not Yates in the Mitzvah of Chinuch if the Sukkah is a Malam Michafama. Even though they're being trained and being practiced to sit in the Sukkah, but since it's a Apostle of Sukkah, they're not Yates. So I was thinking it could be, you could say a Chilik between if the Gufa Dover is Apostle, like Mamish Apostle of Esrig, Apostle of Lulav. When you don't have a kasher esrog and lulav, even if the katan doesn't realize it, the katan doesn't know. But still, this is not the tzur of the mitzvah b'chlal. That may be kuli alma. That's not called chinuch b'chlal. The only thing is it's something like lachem, which is from the tnaya mitzvah. That's when you have a lulav and esrog. There's a tnaya, you need lachem. So that tnaya the katan doesn't have. Maybe it's chaluk, so maybe that's why Agamar wouldn't be a raya to Lachem. Agamar is talking about a sukkah, l'malam echafam, a pasul sukkah. Maybe Kuliyama holds that way. There'll be a raya to this chaluk from the Mishnah Berurah. Then a tafresh and Zion says, it's pashit, you need dal, meaning sharing kamei begadol. And a tafresh and chesed brings a machlekes if you need Lachem. Maybe it's a chaluk, what's in the guf hachefza, or just a zayin to get tnai. Upon him, the Dvar brings this raya from the Gemara. That al kapanim in the sukkah itself, you have to have a kosher sukkah, apostle sukkah, you're not mekayin in the mitzvah schinach. And he brings what's mashma, at least some rishayim didn't hold that weight. He says, they were tayim b'zeh, but it's mashma that there was a machalik rishayim in this. Another nekuda that the shtelzach from Ag Gemara is, the shayla is an aim mechuyiv in chinach. Is the chiyiv chinach dafka on the av, or is it even on the aim? And it starts from a teis shanim in yuma. The teis shanim in yuma, shtelzach on a shayla, it says in the Mishnah in Yuma that a tinek and a tinaikis, you have to mechanech l'shoyis. If they didn't chinuch, you have to train them to fast at least some hours on Yom Kippur. So he asked the kasha, well, how do you stim that with the Gemara? If katan echel nevelis, aim bezem mitzvah lafrishay, if a katan wants to do something usher, no one has to stop him. What's the chilek? And here it says you have to train the katan and katana for shoyis. And here it says they could always aim bezem mitzvah lafrishay. So the Taisa Shanim answers that chinuch is on the av. Ein bez de mitzvah lafrisha, but the av is a chi of chinuch. He says, the Rebbe Yomid the chinuch is shayach al ba'av, aval ba'odem achal is shayach b'chinuch hilch nami ein yisaron lafrisha. So, for the purpose of the kasha that he asked, you could say that's the av and the ein. But he names on the av as the av dafka. And then he says, u'maisa de hilni amalka, u'maisa de hilni amalka shiyosha hi v'shiva b'nei ha'besukah. First thing, shema havalem av. And second of all, if we loyalem av, ha'isa mechanchem l'mitzvah b'yalma. Two possibilities, since chinuch is only on the av, what's the pshat that hilni amalka was mechanach her sons for sukkah? First of all, maybe they had a father. And second of all, even if they didn't have a father, maybe she's mechanach them l'mitzvah b'yalma. She wasn't b'chuyiv to mechanach them, she did a l'mitzvah b'yalma. This shita, that only the av is mechuyiv and chinuch and not the aim, is also brought in the Nagayis Maimini, in Shri Sasasa Perek Beis, Eischof. And also in the Tshuvas Meram Rutenberg in Simon Reish. Tshuvas Meram Rutenberg also says the same teretz, the same two terutzim, that only Amalka was either they had an av, or she was mechanech them l'mitzvah b'yalma. The Tshuvas Edeshin in Simon Tzadik Dalet brings all this, and he says it's dachuk. It's dachuk. The Gemara is not mashma it was an av. The Gemara is not mashma it was l'mitzvah b'yalma. His eisfer is that ein lahakel b'pshitas klal, that aim is also like we said, the read that the Taisa Shana brings down in Yuma Pei Beis and the Gois Maimini brings down in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Perek Beis Eischof, and also the Maram Rutenberg, all Neman that the aim is not Mechuyiv, but the Chumas Hadeshen, Nemzon that the aim is Mechuyiv, the Magen Avram and Simon Shimem Gimel, Sifkat Aleph, Paskins and the aim is not Mechuyiv, but Eifanart there, the Taisa Shabbos, and other achrayim that will mention the Aruch Mishnah and Nazir, Paskin that the aim is mechuyif. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both days in Simen Shimem Gimel. Rabbi Kivega Ifanart says that l'chayre the Gemara is it's impossible to learn the Gemara here meant l'mitzvah b'alma, because Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a raya that you see that this Canaan didn't say anything. Says a raya that a sukkah l'mal mechavam is ksheira, and the Gemara says, why did it say, "Oy kama sel le'asal fichacham"? The Gemara says, "V'chi tema that a katan she'insar." This is ki tayma banim ktanim ayu ktanim turim in a sukkah. The Gemara says, "Kevin the shiva havi ev shlavu buchad she'ainet sarach li'imai." You say ktanim apart, no, but at least one of them is sarach li'imai. V'chi tema katan she'insar sarach li'imai merabanim mechayva ve'iu merabanim le'ashkecha. You'll say that a katan she'insar sarach li'imai is only mechuyu rabanan. She didn't care about the rabanans. If you're going to say this, b'chlal no chiv, it was just the mitzvah b'alma, so what's the Gemara saying that it's only min rabbanan and she didn't care about the rabbanans? She's not mechuyiv b'chlal. She's b'chlal not mechuyiv. Even min rabbanan, she's not mechuyiv. It's dafka on the av. She just did it the mitzvah b'alma. So what's the lashon in the Gemara? The chi teim rabbanan, if you're rabbanan l'ashkecha, tashma, no, she did care about the rabbanans. It wasn't even a chiv the rabbanan for her. The Gemara is mamish mavur that there was a chiv derabanan, and that's what the raya was that this kainim didn't say anything, and they let her be over on a chiv derabanan of chinuch. The chi tema that the reason is because she didn't care about derabanan, so she wouldn't listen to the chacham. No, she would listen to the chacham, but it's mafurish that she is mechuyev derabanan to mechanech the children. That's why Rebbe brought a raya that a sukkah l'malam michaf is kasher. Mikvegu vibes at tzarichi in gadol. So the stipler says a geshmaka teretz. The Stipler says that the pshat in the Rishonim is, they only have a different pshat in the Gemara. He says at Behektim that there's a machlokes Rishonim, when you have a chi of chinuch, does that mean that dafka the father is mechuyiv, or is the katan himself mechuyiv? Famous Shaila, the Gemara in Brachas daf chafim and beis is mashma that a katan could be mitzi the father in Birch Samazin as long as the father only ate a shir derabanan, because the katan is called a mechuyiv mid derabanan. And you can might see the father was mechuyev min rabbanan because the father ate a shir de rabbanan. Abba Rashi and Daf Mem in Brachis, and also there's the Ramban, and the Ran brings down the Masechtas Megillah. He holds no. He holds the cotton's not mechuyev klal. He apparently had a different gears in the Gemara there, but he holds the cotton's not mechuyev klal. When the father's mechuyev, it's a chiyev dafka on the father, and Mamel the cotton can't be might see anyone. He's not called a mechuyev min rabbanan. So Taina the Stipler, if you hold in a katan's mechuyiv min rabbanan, so ain't a chinami. The mother, Taka, let's say, doesn't have a chiyiv chinuch. Ain't bezim mitzvah nafrishay. Only the father's mechuyiv. It's only mutl on the father to ensure that the katan keeps his chiyuvim. But the katan is right mechuyiv. just happens to be that no one's responsible to make sure the katan does it. But the katan himself is right mechuyev. So that's why there would be a lemitzvah ba'alma to encourage the katan to do it, because the katan himself personally is mechuyev. Just that the katan doesn't have to keep his skivim, he's a katan, he's not going to be nenesh. And no one else is responsible. But the mitzvah bi'alma, definitely lechetchila, it's a good thing if the katan keeps his chiyuvim. Hazak the stipler, so when the Gemara said, v'chitei mekan shein tzerech li'ima b'der abona, v'yu b'der abona le'ashkecha, it doesn't mean that she, shaloi kedin, didn't hold of her chiyuvim der abona, and she was like a tzeduki, that she didn't do chiyuvim der abona. That's not the pshat. V'chitei mekan shein tzerech li'ima b'der abona, mechaiva means that the katan's only mechaiva b'der abona. The iu b'derabanan le'ashkecha means and kedin. That chiv derabanan is not mutl on her. She's an aim. So since that chiv derabanan is not mutl on her, iu b'derabanan le'ashkecha, she didn't bother with it. It's not mutl on her. Tashima kol masel le'asal apicha chama means that she do everything exactly the way the chacham would tell her, even every lechatchila, every hinder, every diktuk and din. And avada the chacham would advise her, listen, yiktanim eating in the sukkah. They have a chiv mitzidam, even though we're not responsible, but make for them a kasher sukkah, so they can mekayim their chiv derabanan. But the Gemara doesn't mean that she is mechuyev min derabanan, the iu b'derabanan le'ashkecha, and in that we have to bring kol maseh also b'picha chamim. No, she's not mechuyev. The Gemara means that the katan's mechuyev min derabanan. The iu b'derabanan le'ashkecha means because she's not mechuyev to be ashkecha. Tashima, no, she would have zichat down lefnim ishir sedin, because kol masel yasel lepicha chamim. That's a stipulous teretz. Gopanim, in the etzim sugya, if the aim is mechuyiv, the Ram Rittenberg brings a raya from the Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara in Nazir, the Mishnah says that a father can make his son a Nazir. Ha'av madaris b'noi Nazir. The shal is why? How does the father of a kayach to make his son into a Nazir? Rabbi Yechon says it's halach l'meishim yisinai. Rish Lakish says the lechanchei b'mitzvois. So the Gemara says, Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yechonon, we understand why it's dafka the father. But according to Rish Lakish, why is it dafka the father? Why not the mother? So the Gemara says, Kesav Rish Lakish, the mother's not mechuyev in chinuch. And then the Gemara says, Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yechonon, we understand why it's dafka the son. Halacha Meish Mishina is dafka the son. But according to Rish Lakish, why not the daughter also? So the Gemara says, Kesav Rish Lakish, the father's not mechuyev in the chinuch of the daughter. So, the Ram Rutenberg says, it's a raya here, the Gemara is mefurish, and mefurish the Gemara does a daf chavtes, that a mother is not mechuyiv. And a mother is not mechuyiv. So, he says, it's not mamish a good raya, like the Ram Rutenberg. Because the same Gemara says that they're only mechuyiv for a son and not for a daughter. And avada the chiyiv chinecha mitzvah is avada for a daughter or so, v'har raya. The Mishnah in Yuma says that the mechanach sayatin exayatinaik is the fast choice. So you see that a girl also is mechayiv to mechanech in mitzvahs. And the Gemara says that he only mechayiv chinuch to a son, not to a daughter. So Evid the Ram Rutenberg, and already this teretz is in Taisus and Nazir, and in the Taisus Shanim and Yom Daf Pei Beis earlier, that same Taisus Shanim a little bit earlier, that there's a chilek. By Nazir, it's not a mitzvah that really the child's mechayiv to do. No one's mechayiv to be a Nazir. As a chinuch is nafka by the son, not by the daughter. Mashenkin, or other mitzvahs, where there's a chiyuv to do, so that's a chiyuv sign for the son and sign for the daughter. But the Ram Rutenberg says it's not a raya legabe the daughter, but is a raya for the mother, because he said the mother anyway, it's mistabra that Chazal were mechayiv the mother, just like you see the Torah was only mechayiv the father in Mila and Pidyon HaBen and Lam De Torah, so what then called the Tagar Rabban and came the Raisa Tikkun, that there'd only be mechayev the father in the chinuch of mitzvahs, not the mother. The Aruch Misha, the Anazir, says that faker, the Gemara's mashma, the stomach of the shas was of other mother's mechayev in chinuch. Then the Gemara says, al teretz Rish Lakish, kesover Rish Lakish, that dafka the father's mechayev, not the mother. It's mashma that the stomach of the shas held the mother also was mechayev. And the Gemara said, according to Rish Lakish, that can't be. But we don't pass like Rish Lakish, so rather we pass in the mother's mechayev. That's the Aruch Misha's teretz. Karenari knows it says, like we said, that there's a chilek, he granted redzeis the chilek more with hazbara, that on the mitzvah that everyone's mechuyiv, and I've added it's a chiyiv, stai on the daughter, stai on the mother. Here it's just the din of the zeiros is just like gilei b'zehiros u'b'prishos. It's not a chinuch of being mechanechim to do mitzvah that he's mechuyiv in. It's a separate type of a chinuch Like Gilev is here, Supricious, that's Dafka the father and Dafka the son. My chaver, Chaim Eizem Melamed, once said very good, that could be this chiv is not a chiv chinuch derabanan, could be this gate there ain't in the chiv of a lamde Torah. That this chiv to a madregis, like Gilev is here, Supricious, that's ain't like the chiv of a lamde Torah, which is Dafka the father's chiv and Dafka chiv on the son. Has no din on the daughter, no din on the mother. Hashengen chinuch mitzvahs can't bring a raya from the Gemara l'gabi chinuch mitzvahs. Al kapanim ka'amr, it's a machlekes. The kamri shenim hold the mother's not mechuyif, and they learn that Gemara is the mitzvah ba'alma. The Chumash Hadeshin is machmir. The Taisa Shabbos, the Magram also brings down achreinim. He also names on to be machmir. And like we said, the Mishnah Berurah and Shimon Megillah brings both days. Now, the Gemara at the end of the Braisa says that the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim was, where were the sons sitting? That Rabbi Yehuda holds the son was sitting with her, with Ilniya Malka. And where she was, the sukkah was only Dalet al Dalet. And the seven sons were sitting with her in the sukkah of Dalet al Dalet. It was higher than 20 am. This is a raya that there's no psul of Lamal Michaf, even when it's only Dalet al Dalet. And the Chachamim say, no, the sons were sitting in a good sukkah. The sons were sitting in a good sukkah, and Mimela, she was sitting in the room. Her sukkah was takapasul, but that wasn't a problem. She was an isha, and the sons, they weren't sitting by her. They were sitting in the big sukkah, and Mimela, there'd be no psul of l'malamichav, because it's more than dalad on dalad. That's why the Chum didn't say anything. So the Dvar says that this last isfir is not only true, according to Rav Huna, that the discussion is by a sukkah dalad on dalad, and we're talking about Kitayna Shabbat. This isfir is true no matter how you learn the Braisa. If you learn that we're talking about Mechitza Shein Megiyas Aschach, or even if you learn like Rava, that makes no tnan, and says that a Mechitza, a Sukkah Lamala Mechav, is possible no matter what. But either way, this is the Machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda held that the seven sons were sitting together with her. They were sitting in the same Sukkah as her. And Mimela Tzaraya from this Canaan didn't say anything at its kosher. Because they would have said something because the sons aren't being yetzir the chinuch, the sons aren't being yetzir the mitzvah sukkah. Hanging their abundant hold, no, the sons weren't with her. The sons were in another sukkah. And that sukkah was taka kosher sukkah. She was sitting in a pasul sukkah. Her seven sons were sitting in a kosher sukkah. According to everyone, that's the aside. Rabbi Yudel, the sons are with her. And their abundant, the sons were not with her. They were in a kosher sukkah. Whether you hold this as dalad al dalad in the ketayne shabbat, or you hold. There's nothing to do with that. It's always possible if it's l'mal mechaf like Rava, but that's the machlekes minucham with the son sitting with her. So this gemara is not a direct hemshech to what we just said before kitayne shabbat. This gemara is going on the brisa in general, the brisa b'chlolius, that's the machlekes rebbeinu and the rabbanan. But the Pnei Yeshua says that's a daichik. It's a daichik to say that the sons were sitting in an entirely different sukkah. That l'chayr they would know if the sons were sitting in her sukkah or that sukkah. Whether they were sitting in the room with her or in the bigger sukkah, that could be a machlekes. But to be sitting in an entirely different sukkah that happens to be l'mata michaf, that's not mistabra. Fakadzuk t'pnei Yeshua. The Gemara is a hemshech. The Gemara is trying to say that according to Rav Huna, that the machlekes is dafka by dalad al dalad amis, it's very good, the braisa. She had to have made another room. And that's why it was the Machlaikis Dalal Dalal Hamas. And it's very good what the Machlaikis was. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that the sons are in that room. And the Rabbanan holds the sons are in the bigger sukkah, which doesn't have the Psul Chaf V'chuli Alma. But if you're going to learn differently, if you're going to learn that it's Tali Mechitzes Megiyas Aschach, or if you hold like Rava, that in all cases it's Pasul like we Paskin, you're going to have to say a little bit more B'daychik, that the Rabbanan were in Chayshish Rizraya. Either they argue on those Zakenim or so. Those who came in Taka held it was kasha, but they argue on those who came in, or they hold because the nisha is not mechliyah b'chinuch banel, and that's why they didn't say anything. The Gemara is saying that according to Afuni, you have an easier way to learn the machlekes Rebuda and the Rabbanan. Now Rashi already talks about what's the pshat according to Afchanan Barabba that says that the whole machlekes is dafka when it's machzekes reishu v'shulchanai, more than machzekes reishu v'shulchanai. Already everyone holds his kosher. So how is it shayach that the seven sons should be sitting on the sukkah that's mazakis reish yubu shalchanai? It's like Rashi, the maskana is not going to be shayach. Reish yubu shalchanai is on Zayin Tvachim. It's impossible for seven sons to be sitting in Zayin Tvachim. Must be that this braisa doesn't stim at all with the Chana B'Rabba. And anyway, the Gemara earlier said that he's the Loi Kachat. And the Ritva also says that way. That doesn't stem with the Chana B'Rabba. But Taisus says the Teretz, and there's a Machlekes Achreinim, how to learn up Taisus Teretz. Taisus says, Lav Pirchehi, because Dilma Arucha Tuva, and the Girsa we have in Taisus is, Avalohi Sirichav Shiva Tvachim. It was very long, but it wasn't seven tvachim wide. And Mimela, they sat in the length, which could have been very long. So the Bach in Simon Tafresh Lamedalad brings a right from this thesis that the shear of Zayin al Zayin tvachim, you don't need a square of Zayin al Zayin tvachim. All you need is the area of 7 by 7 square tvachim. The Gemara later that Zayin, that's Mavur, when you have a sukkah of a circle, and that Gemara was going that the Shia Sukkah was Dalad al Dalad Amis, like Rebbe. But the Gemara says there, if you have a Sukkah like a circle, it has to be a big enough circle that a square of Dalad al Dalad Amis could fit into the circle. In other words, it's not good enough to have a circle with the square area of 16 square Amis. Dalad al Dalad, 16 square Amis. That's not good enough. You need a circle which can go around the square of Dalad al Dalad. So the Chai Avada, who would in a rectangle, that let's say the shear is dalad al dalad amis, and you have a rectangle which is 2 amis wide and 8 amis long, which is the same square area, at 16 square amis, avad also wouldn't be good, because you can't fit in a square of dalad al dalad amis. But the Bach says that's only according to Rebbe, that holds dalad al dalad amis, it's sukkah diris kvavinat. But according to us, as Yesh L'Stapik, maybe the square area of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim is good enough. You don't need a square of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. The square area of 49 square Tvachim is good enough. And he says it's a klar raya from this Taisus. Taisus is mefurish. You can have a sukkah which one side is less than 7 Tvachim, and the other side is longer, and that's kasher. That has a shir heksha sukkah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a kasher sukkah b'chali. Then this room itself doesn't have Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, doesn't have a square of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. Has a rectangle at one side is less than Zayin Tvachim, one side is more than Zayin Tvachim. LMI, the square area of 49 square Tvachim is good enough. He brings, you have the same shaila by mezuzah, which is a shear of dalad al dalad amis. It's also the same shaila, if you have a rectangle, is that good enough to be to mechayev a mezuzah? Rei lechreinim argue, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Chacham Tzvi, the Maamar Mordechai, they all argue on the Bach. They all know. Avada, even the Didan that holds you need Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, you need a square that should fit inside a square of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. It's not good enough to have 49 square Tvachim, the area of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. You need an actual square of Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. If one of the sides are not Zayin Tvachim, even if the other side is much longer, it's not good enough. Taz says that it brings the Raya from the Taisus, Al Karchach is a Tayyus Sefer in the Taisus. Al Karchach is a Tayyus Sefer. And what Taisus really is saying is that one side is exactly Zayin Tvachim, and the other side is longer. And Taisus holds a big chiddush that in order to be called Yaser Mi Zayin Al Zayin Tvachim, it has to be both the length and the width is more than 7 Tvachim. But if the width is still 7 Tvachim, even though the length is more, that's called exactly Zayin Al Zayin Tvachim, that would also have the psul of L'mala Michaf according to Avchana Merabu. A chiddush. Like the Taz, it has to be that way. Because if you're not going to say that way, so what are you gaining by making one side less than Zayin Tvachim? But Al Karchach, it has to be that the square area is no more than Zayin Al Zayin Tvachim. It's no more than 49 square Tvachim. So again, you're not going to be able to fit 7 kids. You can't fit kids in 7 and 49 square Tvachim. You can't fit the 7 kids in the 49 square Tvachim, no matter how you make the shape. Even if you make it rectangular, it's the same problem. It's the same limited space. Al-Karchach, what Taisus is doing is, he's making the shear more than 49 square tvachim. Even the way the Bach learns, the Chayri is making one side less than 7 tvachim, and the other side, you're going to have to be making kama v'kama amis, enough to fit in the 7 children. So vaita, it should be more than Zayin al Zayin tvachim. It's more than 49 square tvachim. Elamai, Taisus had to have held that as long as one side is only Zayin Tvachim, even if the other side is more than Zayin Tvachim, even if B'sach HaKol it's more than 49 square Tvachim, it's still not called Yesem Mireish Shiruv V'Shulchana, it's not called more than 7 or 7 Tvachim to say that it's Kasher when it's Lamala Michaf, because one of the sides is not, one of the sides is only 7 Tvachim. So Eva Zay, so why do you have to say that one of the sizes is less than 7 Tvachim? Iman of Shach. If the Pshat is as long as the Sukkah B'chlolis is more than 7 and 7 Tvachim, even if it's one side, so even if one side is less than 7 Tvachim, but if the Sukkah is more than 49 square Tvachim, that should also be Kasha if it's the Malam Michaf. And to say that the Sukkah is only B'sach HaKol 49 square Tvachim, you didn't answer anything. So right there, how are you going to fit in the 7 children? Elamai. If one of the sides is not bigger than 7 Tvachim, seeing if the other side is bigger, and B'sach HaKol it's more than 49 square Tvachim, you don't have a P'suv L'mal HaMichav, so Miach Richu Taisis to say that one side was less than 7 Tvachim. Al-Karach gets a Tais Sefer, and it means that one side is exactly 7 Tvachim. That's what the Taz says, and like we said, the Achreinim all agree with it. The Pnei Yeshua defends the Bach. Pnei Yeshua says, no, he says it doesn't make any sense to say that if one of the sides is more than 7 Tvachim, and the other side is exactly 7 Tvachim, that's not called more than Zayin al Zayin. Of course it's more than Zayin al Zayin. You need both sides to be more. The Sukkah is bigger than Zayin al Zayin. That makes mamish no sense. But that much Taisus is mechadish, that if Al Koponim, one of the sides is less than Zayin Tvachim, and the other side is longer, even much longer, that's already not cool that the Sukkah B'cholis is more than Zayin al Zayin, because one side is taka more, but one side is less. So even though B'sach HaKol it ends up being more, but since one of the sides is more and one of the sides is less, that's not called more. But if one of the sides is the same and the other side is more, that's more. It's more than Zayin al Zayin. One of the sides is more, so the Sukkah B'cholis is more. And when one of the sides is less, then you consider it not more than Zayin al Zayin Tvachim. That's a Pei Yeshua Svar. Originally he says that you could see from Rav Huna said more than Dalad al Dalad is it works more than 20 Amos al Karach, that's even if one of the sides is more than Dalad al Dalad, because that would make it that the Sale Sukkah, even if one of the sides is more. But he says, L'maisa in Rav Huna, even if one of the sides is less and the other side is more, that also would be considered L'chaya more than Dalad al Dalad, because right to be able to have Sale. So al Karach, Rav Huna and Rav Mechanan could mean two different things. But that much he wants a Taichab Taisus, that if one of the sides is the same and the other side is more, that's a vada more than Zayin al Zayin. It's only because one is less, even though the other is more, considerably more, that already doesn't make it more b'cholis than Zayin al Zayin. So then it's already back the Bach's Raya that the 7 by 7 Tvachim doesn't have to be a square 7 and 7, even if you have a rectangle, which one of the sides is less than 7, and it's made up by the other side being more than 7, b'sach HaKol, you have 49 square Tvachim, will be good enough. But like we said, Rav of the Achreinim argue when that's a psak halacha, not like the Bach. Agav, the Taz asks a kash on the Bach. He says, I don't understand the whole thing, he says. Let's say the Sukkah would be a half a tefach long, and a half a tefach wide, and 100 tvachim long, which is also 50 square tvachim. So that would be kosher. Not a vadanat. You can't fit anything into such a Sukkah. So what's the shear you're going to give? If you're going to say you need 7 and 7 squares, good. But if you're going to say B'sach HaKol 49 square Tvachim is good enough, Al-Karchach, that's not true. Al-Karchach, if you're going to have very, very small width, even a very long length, you can't fit anything into such a Sukkah. So if you're going to tell me that it's good, even if one of the sides is less than 7 Tvachim, what shear are you going to give? That's one of the Shverkait and the S on the Bach. But Yeshua answers that Avada, you're going to need 6 by 6 Tvachim square. In other words, a person, Machzekes Reish Ruba alone is 6 by 6 Tvachim. Machzekes Reish Rushel Chanin, that's 7 by 7 Tvachim. So he says, Bechlal, it's pretty shveri, he says. What's the pshat that you need 7 by 7 Tvachim? L'chaya, if the Reish Ruba is 6 by 6 Tvachim, the Shulchani is a Tefach, so L'chaya should need 6 by 7 Tvachim. The whole thing that you need 7 by 7 Tvachim, he says it's very shver. The Rambam says it, but Ben Mason it's shver. But that much he could say that you could go a Tefach shorter if you'll make up the Tefach on the width. In other words, if you have 6 Tvachim, so then you can have more than 7 Tvachim the other way till you have a Sach HaKol 49 square Tvachim will be good. But less than 6 Tvachim, he's maskim that it will be possible. Even if the other side makes up the area. But Ka'aman, this is all the Shittas HaBach. Reva Chreinim, don't pass like the Bach, the Taz, the Magen Avram, the Chacham Tzvi, the Mamre Mordechai. The Psak Halach is that you need to take a full 7 by 7 Tvachim on each side. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara brings Amar Av Shmuel Bayitzah, Halacha Tzvi Chishtem Achzekes Reishay V'Rubay V'Shulchanay. The halach is a sukkah has to be machzekes roishe rubei v'shulchanai. The Gemara here never mentions how many tefachim that is. There's a Gemara later after Zion that says that the shear is Zion tefachim, and the Rishonim will say it's 7 by 7 tefachim. Like we mentioned, they bring the Yerushalmi that roishe rubei is 6 by 6 tefachim. Gavra ba'amsi yosef, a person takes up an amma, and the shulchan is a tefach. So the Gemara says that goes l'shitas beis shammai. The Gemara brings down the Mishnah. Misha yireishe rubei v'sukkah v'shulchan b'seich habayis b'shammai paisnu b'sul machshirin. And the Gemara explains l'maskana that they're arguing in both cases. They're arguing by sukkah gedola and by sukkah katana. A sukkah gedola means it's a regular big sukkah. It's not discussing the shear of the sukkah, but the shulchan happens to be out of the sukkah, and there you're eating. And you're eating from the table, which is out of the sukkah. So there's a machlekes. The Gemara says a machlekes if you gazina shemi yimashach achas shulchanai, that maybe you'll lean your head where the table is, and you'll be eating out of the sukkah. So that's why Beshamay holds you're not allowed to eat with the table out of the sukkah, because shemi yimashach achas shulchanai, you might end up eating where the table is. And there's another machlekes. The Gemara says by sukkah katana, how much is the shear sukkah? If the shear sukkah is Reishe v'rubai, but the shear sukkah doesn't include shulchanai, Beisil holds that that's kosher, and Beishami holds that that's pasul. The Tarti Pligi, one case is, if it's a sukkah, and the table happens to be out of it there, Beishami holds that you're not yaitza, Beisil holds yaitza. And then, if it's only machzekas, Reishe v'rubai, not shulchanai, Beishami paisin and Beisil machshir. That's the Gemara's maskana, how to learn up the machlekes Beishami and Beisil. So there's the machlekes Rishainim. Taisus mentions it. As a machlekes Rishayim, the Gemara clearly passes like Beis Shammai b'sukkah katana. That's a clear psak in the Gemara. Halacha tzricha shemazekes reishe v'rubei v'shulchanai. It has to have reishe v'rubei v'shulchanai, like we mentioned. The Rishayim will say the shir is zayin tfachim by zayin tfachim. This is an exception. We only always passkin like Beis Hillel. But here's one of the exceptions when we happen to passkin like Beis Shammai, because the Gemara says clearly that that's a psak halacha. The question is, what about sukkah gedola? Kami Rishayim paskin, Rebitza Geis, and the Balamar of Zachia Levi, the Bala Itter, and the Rosh seems to neman that way, that even though Lagabe sukkah katana we pass in like Beis Shammai, but Lagabe sukkah gedola we pass in like Beis Hillel, it's two separate machlekesin. And the Gemara only paskins like Beis Shammai when we go out to sukkah katana, what the minimum Shia Sukkah is. But in regard to Sukkah Gedol, if you guys are Shem Yimashach HaShulchanai, we don't have a psak in the Gemara. We go to the regular klal. Halach is always like Beis Hillel. But the Rif says that we paskin in both Machlekes and like Beis Shammai. And the Rambam also paskins Legabe Sukkah Gedol also like Beis Shammai. And that's a psak Halach and Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam in the Rif, that the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. And by sukkah gedola also, when you're eating in the sukkah and shulchanai b'tei chabayis, you're not yaitza. The Rif says a lashon that the reason why we paskin like Beis Shammai in both is because chan tam aninu. They both have the same tam. They both have the same reason of shemi yimashach achas shulchanai. So the Baal Amar asks, that's not true. Sukkah gedola is takal shemi yimashach achas shulchanai, but sukkah katana has nothing to do with shemi yimashach achas shulchanai. Machlekes, the reason why a paskin like Beis Shammai by sukkah katana is not because we guys are shem yimashach achas shulchanai. Sukkah katana is a deraisa d'kedin. The Gemara says later that Abaye says that the reason for Beis Shammai is because he holds diris kavah be'inon. Now, the Rishonim explain. Abaye also says that Rebbe that holds that a sukkah has to be dalan al dalan amos is also diris kavah be'inon. So the Rishonim say there's a difference. We don't paskin diris kavah be'inon like Rebbe, that holds it has to be dalad adalad amis. That much we don't paskin like, because it doesn't have to be so kavah. But we do paskin that it has to be at least somewhat kavah, like Beis Shammai, that you need reishe rubei v'shulchanai. If it's not even, can't even fit reishe rubei v'shulchanai, it's bechlal not considered a kviyas, it's a diras srucha, felt in the gan sedira. So that much we do paskin like Beis Shammai. But you see from Abaye, that's the svar of Beis Shammai, because diras kavah bina, not because of gzeira, Shemi Yimashach Achas Shulchanai. So it's two separate machlekesin. One machlekes is what's the minimum shear of sukkah midaraisa? The kviyas of sukkah, you need somewhat of a diris kavah. Beis Hillel holds no, even a very small sukkah reishe rubei is good enough. And Beis Shammai says no, that's a diris shucha. It's bechlal not a dira. Doesn't have a shame sukkah. it has to at least be Zayin al Zayin in order to get a minimum dira that's required for sukkah. And that, the Gemara's Mefurish, you pass like Beis Shammai. But then there's another completely separate machlekes. If you have a fine sukkah gedola, the shulchan happens to be out of a sukkah, are you guys a Shemi Mashiach Shachana? Are you not? It's a separate machlekes. There we pass like Beis Hillel. That's what we said, Kami Rishayim hold. So what's the pshat in the Rif? What's the pshat in the Rif that the Rif holds that it's one time? So the Rishayim say that it's not so shver from Abaya. Either you could say that we don't hold like Abaya, this Gemara that says B'tarti Pligi doesn't hold like Abaya, this Gemara is Mashma, that they're arguing on both Machloikis and Hashem Yamash Shachacha Shulchanai. Or you could say that a baye gufa that says diris kva b'inon means you need a kvias, as I'm insert kvias, that you won't have a problem with shemi yamashachach shulchanai. That's the kvias that you need. You need a dir which is kva enough that you don't have a problem with shemi yamashachach shulchanai. That's what the Yishayim say to answer a baye. But it's still shver, if you're going to say that it's mamash the same achleikis of shemi yamashachach shulchanai, so why do we have to make two cases? Just say stam. Anytime the shulchan's not in the sukkah, the shulchan happens to be out of the sukkah. Ever machlokes? Is it us or is it mutter? Do you have a gzeira shemi yamashachacha shulchanai or not? So the Ran, and this is all the Rif and the Ran are both in the second paragraph. It's Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and the Daf Yud Rif. But the Ran over there says that the pshat is that each one is there's a chiddush. There's a special chiddush that it's easier to be geyser in a small sukkah because there you can't even bring the table into the sukkah if you want. So it's much more of a kshash shem yamashach achas shulchanai. But saying in a sukkah gedayla is not as much of a kshash of shem yamashach achas shulchanai, because what can happen if you want to be mimshach achas shulchanai? If I can't, mistami will bring the table into the sukkah rather than going out to the table. But saying in a sukkah ketana is much more of a kshash of shem yamashach, because you can't bring it into the sukkah. So the Ran says, so Meli is a little bit bothered with the Rif. If you're going to say that the kshash of shem yamashach achas shulchanai is more by a sukkah ketana and a sukkah gedayla. So again, what's the raya? Just because we pass like Beis Shammai by a sukkah ketana, mehecha teisu we pass like him by a sukkah gedayla. We said it's more of a chshash. So again, we should say hecha de ibmar when the Gemara says we pass like Beis Shammai, fine, but by sukkah gedayla where the Gemara doesn't say it, so maybe we don't pass like Beis Shammai. Zok deran, but the Rif holds not the way. The Rif holds it since lemais and machlokes are put together in the same mishnah. And at the same time, even though it's in Shayach to Paskin by Sukkah Ketana, not Sukkah Gedayla, but since the Gemara Paskins by Beis Shammai Sukkah Gedayla, we don't find neither Beis Shammai nor Beis Hillel make a chilut in Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedayla, so mele we Paskin like Beis Shammai by both Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedayla. Now, but the Svar of the Rif, though, we still have to understand. The Rosh says it's not Mashm like the Rif, and the Rosh's Lashon is because it says in the Gemara the Lashon of Machzekes. Machzekes Reish Rosh Hashanah is not mashma like the Rif. The Karban Asanel seems to learn up the Rosh that the pshat is that both Sukkah Ketana and Sukkah Gedola, the Isser is because of Shemi Yamashach Achar Shulchanah. And Memela, if even by Sukkah Ketana you don't have the table out of the Sukkah, you manage to somehow squash the table into the Sukkah, even though it's not Machzekes, the person's a skinny person, he's able to squash the table into the Sukkah, then you wouldn't have a chshash l'das the Rif. The only problem by sukkah ketana is when the table happens to be out of the sukkah. Al-Khayr, who would then, lefi the way the Karban Asanel is learning, lefi the mashmayus of the Rosh, and the Rosh has the kasha on the Rif, the word machzekes is a mashman that way, and if you can learn that this is the Rosh's kasha, then according to the Rif, it doesn't have to actually have Reish Ruba v'shulchanai. It's just whenever you have Reish Ruba, you say, Al-Karchot, the Shulchanah is normally going to be out of the Sukkah, and then Memele will have a Shash Hashem Mashiach Shulchanah. But if you happen to be able to squash the table into the Sukkah, it would be kosher. So the Chayah, who would then to sleep in such a Sukkah, would be kosher. So Mavad, the Deichik of the Lashem Achzekis, like the Rosh says, the Chayah, it's a Pella, and Achreina mentioned it, because we find Kesedin that the Shia Sukkah is Zayin al Zayin. The mashal we have laid in the Gemara Daf Dalet by an etzdaba that you're putting into the sukkah, you have to make the etzdaba zayin al zayin, even though according to Rashi the rest of the sukkah is going to be kosher. And it sounds like zayin al zayin itself is a sheer sukkah. All the mashal you have the wall of the sukkah has to be four tefachim because it has to be roiv of the zayin. The Gemara says in a Daf Vav, L'chayra, l'fi the rift, there's no shear of Zion. Zion is not the shear of the sukkah. And the Kama Gemara says, mashma the etzim shear of the sukkah is Zion Tvachim. So the Ramban al-Muchamis, and this Ramban is a little shaloibim kaimai, it's on daf gimel amid beis in the daf erif. The Ramban al-Muchamis says, amayri dikasvara. He says, as a yisayin, that a sukkah, which is not roi to do everything in the sukkah, is not a sukkah, and it becomes pasul agamri. If a sukkah is not roi for every type of dira, it becomes pasul and gansin. Eskim say this for alagabi, a sukkah she'en a roi l'shina, that could be pasul even for achila. A sukkah has to be roi l'chol tzarcha. Hazak de Ramban, a sukkah has to be roi to eat with a table. If you can't eat with a table in your sukkah, so Mamela, that's a chsarin. The fact that you could eat by pita biyad, you could eat without a table, that's not a dira. So Zak the Rif, so this is the machlokes b'sham misil. They're both maskim that a sukkah has to be roi to eat with a table. And the machlokes is like we said of Shemi Yamashach HaShulchanai. Now according to Beis Hillel, the fact that the sukkah is only machzik reishi v'rubai and not shulchanai, I could still eat with a table. I could put the table right outside the sukkah. And I'm not going to Shemi Yamashach HaShulchanai. So Mel, this sukkah is roi for everything. It's roi for sleeping. It's roi for eating with a table. Because I can eat with the table. The table doesn't have to be in the sukkah. The table can be out of the sukkah. And the sukkah is roi to eat with the table, which is out of the sukkah. Mashagin, according to Beis Shammai, when you put the table out of the sukkah, there you can't do it midarabanan. Shema Yamashach HaShulchanai. You want to sleep there, or learn there, or be metayel there, or to eat without a table, then it's possible. Because if it's not right to eat normally, it's not right for anything. That makes it a skandirinisht. That's a pshat and a baya that's felt in deer. It's deer's command being on. The yisayin adavar is, no, I'm sorry, according to the Ramban, was saying we don't pass like a baya. Ramban went with that derech. That a baya that's a deer's command being on, that because he held a different pshat in the machlaikis, b'shamay and b'sil. That's in Machlokes is if Reish Ruvah Shechana you need Al Stivus Kva. But we don't hold like a bai. We hold you don't need Al Stivus Kva. But the reason why you need it according to Beis Shammai is because you have the Tam of Shemi Yamashach HaShulchanai. And once you have the Tam of Shemi Yamashach HaShulchanai, that's what makes it that the Sukkah is not Roi to eat with the table. Once the Sukkah is not Roi to eat with the table, so it becomes Ein Roi L'dira, so now you can't use it for anything. Now the emes is the Aruch Lener, and I saw the Bialacha also names on that way. They hold that according to the Ramban is saying that the Maisa of the Sukkah is Pasul Midaraisa, Lefi the Rif. But it doesn't. I don't see the Ramban that way. The Ramban is Mashma to me. Midaraisa Taka would be Royal Adira because Midaraisa you could have a table without the Gzeiv Shemi Yamashach HaShulchanai. You could Taka eat with the table. So, midaraisa, it's takaroi to do everything. You could eat in the sukkah with the table. Once you have the takanas chachamim, that you can't have the table out of the sukkah, and you can't fit the table in the sukkah because it won't fit, so now it becomes possible, it becomes eneroi ladira. But l'chayr, that's not called as a psul deraisa, because midaraisa, there is no takanas chachamim, there is no gzeira of shemi yamashach HaShulchanai. So midaraisa is a sukkah royal lechol davar. Midarabanan, that you have the gzeir of Shem Mashach HaShulchanai, it becomes a sukkah shein royal lechol davar, it becomes pasul legamri. That's the chayr how I see the pshat in the Ramban. Rabbi Kivegam and the Beis Halevi say gaval de gazach. They say, may look come out though, that according to the Rif and the Rambam could come out of Kula, and according to the Rishayim that don't hold of Shem Mashach HaShulchanai, come out of Chumra. Because as I like we said, Kama Rishayin and Paskin, that we don't Paskin B'chal Shem Yimashach HaShulchanai. The Baal Amor, the Ritzgeis, the Baal Itter, the Rosh holds that it's Mashman that way. They hold that we don't Paskin Shem Yimashach HaShulchanai. The whole problem is the Sukkah, which is not Machzek, it's Reish Ruvah Shulchanai, that we Paskin like Beis Shammai, but Legabi Degzeir Shem Yimashach HaShulchanai, we don't Paskin like Beis Shammai, we Paskin like Beis Hillel, and it's Taka, you don't have such a Chash. But the Rif and the Rambam, and like we said, the Shulchan Aruch, the Paiskim, all Machmir, they hold that we pass like Beis Shammai both, because like the Rif says, Chatam Neinu, and the Yisayid of Beis Shammai is that there is a Gzeir Shem Yamashach HaShulchanai. So that comes out the Rif L'chumra. Zog the Rebbe Kivega, and the Beis Halevi also is Maskim, comes out in Afkemina also L'kula. Because according to the Rif, Be'etzem, vav 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 is a sheer dira. The problem is that you can't eat with the table. So Mamela, what are you going to do? You can't fit a table into the sukkah, and putting the table out of sukkah is an issur derabanan. So Mamela, that's what made that the sukkah is not really dira anymore. But let's say you have a sukkah katana that's vav vav vav, that's right next to a sukkah gedola. So you could put the table in the sukkah gedola, and you're able to eat from it from the sukkah katana. So the Avad, you don't have a problem with Shem Yimashachach HaShulchonai. L'mashal, if someone's in one sukkah, and his table's in another sukkah, Avad, it's not a problem. They're both in a sukkah. There's no problem with Shem Yimashachach HaShulchonai. If he's Nimshachach HaShulchonai, he's anyway in a sukkah. So if you have a sukkah katana, which is right adjacent to a sukkah gedola, so there wouldn't be a problem with eating with a table, because the table could be in the sukkah gedola. So B'chai Gavna, Tainit Debeis Alevin and B'kvega, the Rif is L'kula. According to Taisvis, according to the Balamar, I mean in the Ritzkeis and the ones that Paskin that Be'etz and Mashiach Zayin al Zayin, nothing to do with Shemi Mashachach HaShulchanai. So if you have a Sukkah Ketana of Zayin Vav Vav, even though it's right next to a Sukkah Gedela, but where you are, you're enclosed in walls of Vav Vav, so where you are, there's no Shir Sukkah, so Mel, you're not in Adira, you're in Adira Sarai, you're in Adira Srucha, and merely a pasul. Doesn't matter that you're right next to a sukkah gedola, but this sukkah katana is pasul. Doesn't have a sheer sukkah. Mashenkin, according to the Rif and the Rambam, would be etzem vav vav vav, would be a sheer sukkah. No, but then you won't be able to eat with your table because it exeir shemi mashkach hashulchanai. I feel the time you'll say the Ramban that memela pasul's the whole sukkah because it's ain't a royal ledira. But if you're adjacent to a sukkah gedola, you could eat by a table. You could put the table in the sukkah gedola. So Mamela, that would be kosher. Does that Rabbi Kivega? Dina l'chayavad, you'd have to be machmir, like the Rishayim, the Balamar, the Ritzkeis, and the Balaitru Kadayma, that hold that the time is al stiris kama. And avad l'dina, the corner that you're, if you have a sukkah, that's sukkah katana, even if it's right next to a sukkah gadela, it's in a corner of a sukkah gadela, would also be possible. And they're saying, Lamaisa, according to the Rif and the Ram, that's what should come out the halacha. And the Beis Halevi learns, that's Guf HaPshat in the Rosh. When the Rosh asks the Kasha that the Lashon of Machzekis is not Mashma like the Rif, he doesn't mean, like we said, like the Karban Asanel seems to learn, that the Rosh learnt up the Rif. The only problem is Dafka when the Sukkah is Taka outside, and the table is Taka outside of the Sukkah. And that's the only problem. But if you manage to squash the table into the Sukkah, or if you want to eat without a table, taka b'kasha l'fi the Rif. Avada not. Avada, the sukkah has to be right to eat normally by a table. And avada, the Rosh is masking. The Rif wouldn't hold. Avada, that's pashup shat in the Gemara. That's just stam up sakasha and the Rif at the Rosh is not so mashman away. So to me, atzuma. The Gemara says mefurish that that's the shir. This is the shir. The shir is that you need reishu b'shachane. If you don't have masik reishu b'shachane, whether your table's in the sukkah or out of the sukkah, it's possible. Now the Rosh learned up in the Rif that it starts from the fact that the table can't be added in sukkah al shemi yamashich, and the mele that's what makes it a pasul of sukkah like the Ramban says. So b'kamed anafkemina that if you have a sukkah which is not only vav vav, but the table is out of the sukkah, so then you don't have a problem with shemi yamashich. So now it'll be kosher. On that the Rosh says that the lashon of machzekis is not mashed that way. It's mashma, it's not only a problem because you can't eat by a table. It's mashma, the problem is be'etzim because it's not machzik a table. And it'll come out in afkemina. It won't come out in afkemina if you squash the table in the sukkah. Everyone's masking that sparsa because you can't eat normally by the table. But it'll come out in afkemina if it's adjacent to a sukkah gedola, where there you can put the table in the sukkah gedola. So merely you could eat normally by a table. So according to the Rif, utaka be kosher. And that the Rosh says, but the Lashon HaMachzekis is that if this in itself can't fit the table, it's possible, even if you're able to have an Eitzah, how to eat by the table in the Sukkah, L'mashal, it's adjacent to the Sukkah Gedola, and the table's in the Sukkah Gedola. That's how the Beis Halevi learns up the Rosh's Kasha on the Rif.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.